Gentlemen, always look if there are ladies. No ladies, then I say
gentlemen. We can fix that if you want.
Lady and gentlemen, welcome. I was searching for, I found one. Welcome, lady, and the rest also.
Okay, if we're ready, we'll start off with the broadcast section then, and we'll start with Nick. Thanks.
Just hello. I'm guessing you've got very special memories of the FA Cup, having won it when you were here last in 2009. But could you tell us what the FA Cup meant to you?
Yeah, a lot, because at that time it was the only, I think, silverware we won, and I won in this country. And besides that, if you see the impact of the FA Cup, not just in England but worldwide, it's a tradition, huge tradition. I remember when I was young man watching and this specific Saturday afternoon to watch FA Cup. So it's a huge impact.
In the last decade, Chelsea have been the most successful team in the FA Cup, only won it four times. So how much of a priority is it this year, as much as the Premier League?
Well, when I started weeks ago, then we said that we have to have some aims. Of course, with a big club, you have to set some targets. And fourth place, Premier League, is difficult. But then there are two targets left, which one is the FA Cup. So I think it's a big target for this group of players to get at.
You're unbeaten in three games. The club are unbeaten in four. You've got three home matches in a row coming up. How good an opportunity is this to build momentum and get an unbeaten run?
Well, as you mentioned, we are unbeaten now four times in a row, which is okay, which was not done in the past, although it must be standard for a club as Chelsea. And I'm happy, of course, with a let's say restart a bit of the team. But for me, the next step is very important, and that's why, of course, the win against a very difficult team as Crystal Palace are. But you have to have this in a follow-up, and which means in the upcoming games, they have to show, we have to show where they are capable of.
There have been some reports of a training ground bust-up between Diego Costa and Oscar. I wonder, is there anything you can say about?
Yeah, I thought it was your first question, but it wasn't. It was a pity that our photographer yesterday had a day off, because he could have shot beautiful pictures from the two, let's say, bulls who were jesting a bit after a charge from behind from the smallest bulls of the two, which was Oscar, and he took a charge from behind, and it was overdone, especially when you know Oscar. He's not the biggest tackler of the team, and he got Diego, and of course then they stumbled over the ground, stood up as a normal reaction, and then chested a bit without any further seriousness of threat of punching, whatever. It was more the threat of two bulls, and then we came in between, but it was no need to say that we had to grab them, avoiding them to hit, because I don't like when they hit. But I, in the intensity of the training session we had an intense, very sharp training session. So that's close on the edge, and those things happen. And after that, Oscar apologized in front of the group. He wanted to speak. I said, take the podium. He apologized by his overacting, and then they looked at each other, and then they start laughing. And I think it's okay. The jokes were made already afterwards. So it's a normal, not normal, but it's a battle which happens when you are in the, where you're used to play on high intensity, people, you know, that it happens. And if it's solved, it's solved.
So no disciplinary action or anything?
No, if they solve this as they have done, then it's perfect. What I said, sometimes we go over the edge when there's a good emotion, good intensity, but when you control it a few seconds later or a few minutes later, then it's no problem for me, not at all.
Will Didier Drogba be returning to the club anytime soon?
Well, yes, he is. I have expressed myself in the club in the past. That's of course, he's a big legend for this club in the country and outside the country, but still in under contract with Montreal. So we have to respect that, and I cannot give any further comments. We have to respect that and leave it up in peace.
Transfer window is obviously open. Gus, I'm not going to hit you with a whole series of names, but Jamie Vardy, for example, has been linked with Chelsea. Is he the kind of player you'd like to sign?
First of all, there are good strikers in this league and abroad, but now it's the time of nice speculations and chocolate letters in papers, etc., etc. Who is going to where? So we are not going into speculations and not naming anyone from both sides, not from outside, not from our squad, who is willing to go or can go, whatever.
So that applies to any speculation regarding Eden Hazard's future? Is it
same answer in the other way around.
Okay. One last question about that. Falcao and his loan deal. Will that continue?
Yeah, I was worried. I'm still a bit worried about his situation. When I came in, he was injured. And then he started training again. And he got a setback. And then I said, give him the time, give him the rest and the peace to recover well, and we'll see what will happen. So he's a little bit out of sight at this moment for the first 18 or 23.
The FA are talking in terms of trialing video technology in next season's FA Cup. Do you have any news about that?
Well, I think it's a big help already in this league for the goal watches. For the referees, they are relieved, I think, with this help. Any kind of help is welcome, I think, in a modern age. And football is rather, regarding that, a conservative game. But it must not be overdone. And I think when you can have some tests, especially when it's in key situations, yeah, when there's a goal coming, which is not allowed formally, when you can see it. It must be on key situations. Then you can have a big of help for the referees. But I think it's ideal to test this situation.
Okay, one last one for me. Just we're told that Guardiola is on his way to England next season. What do you think he would bring to the Premier League?
Well, he gathered a lot of experience, a lot of impact, of course, in the last seasons, and I know him from my time as a player. He is a player in Spain. I know him as a coach of the second team. I met him once or twice. The way he played is a way which many managers like as a player, and he has transferred that into very good coaching ability. So. When coaches with this attitude for modern, beautiful football are adding something to the game, why not? But on the other hand, I'm not against nothing. But I'm also, when I have the experience now, some young English managers who are working with me in this case and previously also, they're doing also well. And I think they have to be considered as good young managers as well. Nevertheless, when extra quality can be added, welcome, I think.
Jonathan.
Hi, Gus. How have you found the first few weeks back in English football? Has it been a different experience to what you had last time? Has it changed much?
Yeah, it has changed. I think the intensity of the game was before the same. The ambition was the same. I think nowadays, and I said before, that some or more clubs have become more strong. Because they have more to invest, and the managers did make good investments, good signings, so it's more competitive than before, and you see the results. I'm not so much into statistics, but I think when you see now the top 4 or 5, their wins is I think maybe less than it was years ago, which means that the other teams give them a hard time.
You've had time to assess your squad now. How do you think it compares to the group of players you had last time that won you the cup?
Yeah, I don't want to go too much in the past, different players, although it is just 6 years ago. Different players, different personalities.
Did you have more leaders before, do you think, than you have?
Yeah, well, I'm figuring out, but I think we had at that time, like Lampard, Ballack, Drogba, JT, and I forget some. But it was Alex. It was a strong squad. Now the squad is strong. Different personalities.
Have you been given a target by the owner? If you achieve this, this, and this, then the job could be yours. Or are you simply keeping the seat warm?
No,
for somebody
it's
else?
Just and I've put two dates in my mind, which is 25 and 28 of May. And then it's finished. Then I can go home on the 29th. So those dates is the FA Cup and the Champions League Cup. So which means that after that it's.
But could it go on beyond that? Is there a possibility that if you do well that the job could be yours? Is
no,
that
I think I think now we made it very clear that at the end of this, then I will stop.
And Scunthorpe, do you know anything? How much do you know about them?
Well, we take all the opponents very seriously, and my team and myself, we watched part of their games, and yeah, it's their game here, which they are, I think, dreaming of and getting a good result. And they have some players like the striker Madden, he makes already 14 goals in this. So we are very, very well aware who is playing and who can play and who can cause, hopefully not, but can cause danger. So we take this opponent always serious.
I know it was the fourth round last year, but did you watch the Chelsea game against Bradford last season? Did you see?
No,
did
I didn't see, but I know you must not stumble again.
Yep.
Gus, despite what's in the papers about them today, Oscar and Diego have been playing much, much better recently. Can you just talk about what you've seen from them so far since you've been here?
What I saw that, and I, of course I know the past as well, not so intensively as I'm following it now, but they are focused on what they have to do. And that is most of the time not more to do, but sometimes less to do and focus what you're good at. And that's, I think, what they did. On top of that, I think players like Oscar, who are blessed by nature in their talent, they know that they have to work hard as well for the benefit of the team so that he can excel his performance. They work hard in an area where maybe but I don't want to make the comparison too much in the past, that they were just relying a bit too much on their talent, but they're adding now some things.
But you would say that this,
I don't want to say that it was not before, but I'm focusing on that because the talent is gifted.
In your view, this Chelsea team is at its best when Oscar and Diego are playing well?
Not just them, because the others as well. William is doing his job well, and in midfield they're doing their job well. And on top of that, we need all the players because we are going into a very tough sequence of games.
Matt.
Can you tell me the team news, Gus?
Yeah?
Team news, the injuries.
We have just what we mentioned, Falcao. We have Eden Hazard. And I don't think we have... Remy. Remy is on the pitch, but not with the team. He's with a rehab.
How challenging is it to just have one central striker available?
Well, that's we have to be very cautious, careful about our striker, because that's Diego at the moment, and not having Remy and Falcao, well, it's a little bit worrying.
Will you bring anyone else in as
then I go what I said before. I don't want to get into that.
I mean, from your existing squad.
From the existing squad. Now I've settled in a bit or a lot. I have more time also to see and analyze the potential of let's say the young players around 18, 19, 20, 21, and maybe hopefully is there a surprise.
And is there a time scale for Edin Hazard to come back?
We have a midweek game, we have on next weekend a game. Midweek he will not make, I think. But we have to be careful also, because a player must not fall again after twice being fallen in a physical trap as well. So I think in this time we must take a little bit more time. He was fit to play, but he got this unfortunate slip in the Crystal Palace game. But we must be careful to maybe one game or half a game later than one or half a game too early.
Okay, thanks guys. Let's turn cameras off then, move to Davies. Thank you.